Hey everyone, welcome back. Ever get that feeling like, just a knot in your stomach? Or your thoughts are racing a million miles an hour?
Oh, yeah.
That anxious feeling, maybe you're getting ready for a big presentation at work, or maybe you're just trying to be there for a friend who's going through a hard time.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's what we're diving into today, trying to figure out anxiety and how we can all support each other better. We're looking at what to avoid saying to someone with anxiety disorder.
Right.
It's got some pretty interesting stuff, things that might just change how you approach these conversations, when you're trying to support someone.
Totally. Anxiety is something we all experience, but it can be tough to figure out, both for the person dealing with it and the people around them who want to help.
Exactly. And the first thing we got to do is make sure we're all on the same page, right? Like sometimes people use anxious and nervous, like the same thing.
Yeah.
But they're actually pretty different, aren't they?
For sure. For sure. Think of it like this. Nervousness is like fog. It kind of comes in, hangs around a bit, and then clears off. You might get those butterflies in your stomach before a big speech, but once it's done, phew, that feeling usually goes away.
Makes sense.
But anxiety is more like this constant cloud cover. It sticks around, it can feel really heavy, kind of overwhelming, and it often affects a lot of different parts of someone's life.
Wow, yeah, that's a powerful image. So it's not just like, more or less of the same thing. It's really different,
Yeah,
right?
totally different experiences.
And this article makes a great point about that difference. It's saying, like, telling someone with anxiety to just relax or snap out of it, it's like telling someone with a broken leg to just walk it off.
Yeah, exactly. It really downplays how much they're struggling. And it shows, well, maybe a lack of understanding of what they're actually going through, right? Because anxiety is a real condition, often with some pretty deep roots. And those kinds of comments, those dismissive comments, they can actually make someone feel even more isolated, like they're misunderstood.
Nobody wants to feel that way.
Yeah.
So if we can't say things like, just relax, how can we even tell when someone might be dealing with anxiety? What are some signs that, we should be looking for?
Well, the article mentions a few common ones, right? Like restlessness, heart racing like crazy, and even fear of being judged. But honestly, anxiety can show up in so many different ways, physically, mentally. It's important to remember everyone experiences it differently. What might set one person off might not even faze another person.
It's so individual, yeah. That's something I've always struggled with, like feeling my mind just going a million miles an hour,
Oh, yeah.
especially, when I have to do public speaking.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. That's a classic way anxiety can show up, right? And it shows how important it is to be sensitive to those individual differences, you know? What we got to remember is people dealing with anxiety, they're not being dramatic. They're not overreacting. Their feelings are real and they're valid, even if we don't completely get it.
Absolutely. So let's shift gears a bit, talk about how we can be more supportive. This article dives into some phrases, stuff we often say with good intentions, but they can backfire. Stuff like calm down or just relax, which, we just talked about a little.
Yeah, those are the big ones. And it's totally understandable why we say them. We want to help, right? We want to see them feel better. But, imagine trying to tell a cat to bark. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's the same kind of disconnect, When you tell someone to just switch off their anxiety, you're oversimplifying it and dismissing their experience. It's like saying, just stop feeling what you're feeling, which, well, you can't just do that.
Yeah, you can't, right?
And it can actually make them feel worse.
Yeah, for sure.
And another well-intentioned but kind of harmful phrase is, it's all in your head. That makes it sound like their anxiety isn't real, like they're making it up. But anxiety, it has real effects on the mind and the body.
Right, you can feel
You
it.
can feel it, yeah. And that dismissal can be so damaging, It makes people feel like they're not being taken seriously.
Makes you feel small almost.
Right. Like your feelings don't matter.
So if we're not supposed to say that stuff, what can we say? What are some things that actually offer support, an understanding?
That's where the power of language really comes in. Instead of trying to fix their anxiety, we can just be present and validate what they're going through. Instead of calm down, we can say, hey, I'm here for you, whatever you need. Or instead of snap out of it, maybe try, I get it, this is tough, I'm here to listen.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. It shifts the focus, right? Instead of advice, you're creating a safe space for them to just, share what's going on. And sometimes just knowing someone's there for you, no judgment, that can be really calming in itself.
Totally, totally. And sometimes, honestly, the most helpful thing you can do is just ask, how can I help? It shows that you genuinely care and that you're willing to support them in a way that matters to them rather than, you know, just pushing your own ideas.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It gives them a sense of, well, control, you know.
Agency, yeah.
Agency, yeah, which I think is so important when you're feeling overwhelmed. Instead of being told what to do, they get to choose what feels helpful in that moment. But we've got to be careful not to slip back into those old habits, right? Those unhelpful phrases.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's not just the words, right? It's how we listen, too. Wow. Active listening, being present, avoiding judgment, that's all part of it.
So it's more than just a quick fix. It's a deeper change. It's about understanding and support, being genuine and helpful.
Totally.
That's a good place to stop for now, I think. Yeah. We'll pick up the conversation next time. There's still so much to learn about being better allies to those struggling with anxiety. So last time, we talked about how anxiety is different from just nerves and how saying stuff like calm down can actually make things worse for someone who's struggling.
Exactly. We talked about how, like, the language we use can either make someone feel safe or totally dismiss their experience.
Yeah. And I'm still thinking about those phrases we mentioned, you know, it's all in your head, how much that can hurt.
It's a good thing to remember, you know, as we dig deeper into supportive communication, because it's not just about avoiding the wrong words.
Right.
What we say is important for sure, but it's also about how we listen, you know, and how we validate what someone's going through. That can be even more important.
So you're saying it's not just about swapping out phrases. It's a deeper shift in how we handle these conversations. But what does validation actually look like, you know, practically?
It starts with just acknowledging their feelings, even if you don't fully get it.
Right.
Instead of trying to make their anxiety go away or giving advice they didn't ask for, we can try saying things like, it sounds like you're going through a lot right now. Or, I can see this is really hard for you.
So it's like reflecting what we're hearing, letting them know we see their pain.
Yeah. Instead of trying to explain it away or jump to solutions.
I see.
And it's super important to not say things that imply they should just get over it or that their feelings aren't valid, like don't worry about it, it's not a big deal, or you're overreacting. Those can sting, even if we don't mean them that way.
I have definitely been on the receiving end of comments like that. And yeah, it just makes you feel like you're not being heard, like nobody gets it. You just want to shut down.
Yeah. And that's exactly why validation is so powerful. It creates that safe space for someone to talk about what they're going through without feeling judged. It lets them know you believe them, that their feelings are real, even if they don't make sense to you.
I'm starting to see how this goes way deeper than just giving a pep talk or a pat on the back. It's about really changing our perspective, committing to being there for someone in a truly supportive way. But, you know, how do we do that and still take care of ourselves? It's easy to feel overwhelmed when someone you care about is struggling all the time.
You're so right. And that brings us to the idea of setting boundaries.
Boundaries.
We have to remember that we can be supportive without having to fix their anxiety for them. We can't pour from an empty cup, right?
I love that. So what does setting boundaries look like here? Does it mean, like, refusing to help?
Not at all. It's more about recognizing our own limits and being upfront about them.
Okay.
It could mean not always being available to talk about their anxieties or, you know, setting limits on how much time we spend on those conversations. It might mean saying, hey, I'm here for you, but I also need some time for myself.
So it's being honest about what we can and can't do, right? Not pretending we can be everything for everyone.
Exactly. And it's not selfish to set boundaries, you know?
No.
It's actually self-care. And it lets us be more present, more authentic when we're able to offer support. There's another important piece here too, empowerment.
Empowerment? What do you mean?
Well, instead of trying to solve their problems, we can focus on encouraging them to take charge of their own recovery. We can help them find their own strength, their own resilience.
Instead of making them feel helpless. Right.
Right. So instead of saying, I know exactly how you feel or this is what you should do, we can ask things like, what has helped you in the past? Or what resources do you think might be useful?
Leading them towards their own solutions, right? And supporting them as they try to manage their anxiety.
Exactly. And that includes encouraging them to get professional help if they need it.
Because we're not therapists, right? There's only so much we can do.
We're not. Our role is to love them, encourage them, and try to understand. But sometimes the best thing we can do is help them connect with a mental health professional. Someone who can give them the specific guidance and support they need.
And even if they are seeing a therapist, we can still be part of their support system.
Oh, absolutely.
By just being there, listening without judgment, respecting their journey. This has been so helpful. I'm starting to see how validation, boundaries, empowerment, it all fits together.
Yeah.
They all come back to respect, empathy, understanding. It's not about having the answers. It's about being there, listening, and making them feel safe.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great transition to the last part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
Because in those moments when anxiety really takes over, it can be tough to know what to do, what to say.
For sure. So next time we'll get into those practical tips for those really tough situations, how to be that steady presence when someone's in the thick of it.
Sounds good.
I'm really looking forward to it. This is such important stuff, and I can't wait to share what we learn with everyone. So we're back for the final part of our deep dive into anxiety and, well, how to support people who are going through it. We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
You have.
From understanding what anxiety actually is, you know, compared to just being nervous, to all those phrases that we think are helpful but actually aren't.
Right.
And then we got into validation, boundaries, empowerment, all that good stuff. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on these conversations now.
It's been a really great exploration, and I hope you're feeling more prepared to handle these situations, you know, with a little more confidence and compassion.
Oh, absolutely. But there's one thing I've been thinking about. We've talked a lot about the theory, you know, the ideas behind supportive communication, but what about those times when anxiety really hits hard, like when someone's having a panic attack, you know, or spiraling into a really dark place?
Yeah.
All that stuff we talked about, all those good intentions and strategies, it kind of feels like it goes out the window in those moments.
You're right. Those situations can be really tough, both for the person experiencing the anxiety and for the people around them.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel helpless, you know, or even panicked yourself when you see someone you love in so much distress.
Right, exactly.
But remember, even when it feels like everything's falling apart, you being calm can make a huge difference.
So how can we do that? How can we stay grounded and be that calm presence for someone when they're really struggling? Like, what can we actually say or do that might help?
Okay, first things first, take a deep breath yourself. You know, try to manage your own emotions. Because your anxiety, it's only going to feed theirs. So stay calm, stay centered as much as you can. Talk slowly, softly, and remember, this is temporary. It'll pass.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to add to the chaos.
Exactly. Think of yourself as an anchor in a storm. Your stability can help them feel grounded, even when their world feels like it's spinning out of control.
I love that, the anchor in a storm. That's a great way to think about it. It reminds me of like how energy can be contagious.
It totally is.
If we're freaking out, it's just going to make things worse for them, right?
Yeah.
But if we stay calm, it helps create a sense of safety.
Exactly. And try not to like bombard them with questions or advice. In those moments, they don't need solutions. They just need a safe space. Offer simple reassurances from the heart, like I'm here with you, or you're safe, or this feeling will pass.
It's like when you're a kid and you fall and scrape your knee. Sometimes all you need is a hug and someone to tell you it's going to be okay.
Exactly. Sometimes just knowing you're not alone in those scary moments makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And validating their feelings is so important, even when those feelings seem, I don't know, irrational or way too intense. Saying things like, I can see why this feels really scary right now, or this must be so overwhelming for you. That can make them feel seen and understood, even if you don't completely get what they're going through.
Right. So it's not about fixing them or telling them they're wrong to feel that way. It's about just being there with them in that moment. Empathy.
Exactly. You can also offer practical help, you know. Ask things like, what do you need right now? Or is there anything I can do to make you feel a bit more comfortable?
Okay, yeah.
It might be something simple, like getting them a glass of water, maybe dimming the lights, or just sitting with them quietly, holding their hand.
It's like those small gestures show you're not just talking, you're there for them, you want to help.
Exactly. Little things can make a big difference.
Yeah.
And if their anxiety seems really severe or it just won't go away, gently encourage them to get professional help. Remind them that there are people who understand this stuff, who are trained to help, and getting help is not a weakness, it's a strength.
Yeah. And even if they're already seeing someone, we can still support them. Maybe going to a therapy session with them, helping them manage their medication, or just being someone they can talk to without judgment.
That's huge. Remember, getting better takes time. It's a journey.
Yeah.
And having supportive people around, that can make all the difference.
This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening. I feel like I get anxiety in a whole new way. And I'm ready to be a better support for the people in my life who struggle with it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone listening feels the same way. There's one thing to take away from all this. It's empathy, understanding, and action. Words are important, but actions speak louder. Let's all try to be a little more mindful, a little more compassionate, a little more supportive. You really can make a difference.
Beautiful. And remember, this is just the beginning. There's always more to learn, and being open to learning, that's key. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into anxiety and supportive communication. We hope you've learned something valuable and that you feel ready to make a positive impact. You're not alone in this. Keep being curious, keep learning. We'll see you next time.